broadcast. And once again, I'm joined by my special guest, Jake Morfonios of the End Times News Report YouTube channel. And Jake makes fantastic videos. If you haven't already, and I'm sure this audience has by now, go check out End Times News Report and see what I mean. Jake makes fantastic videos. Kind of circling back around to where we were, the Saudi Iran quagmire, what I usually categorize as just kind of boiling it down to political Zionism versus political Islam, the two great allies in the region over there, supposedly, ostensibly. And this conflict, these two great allies that are essentially responsible for the two sides of the conflict, and we're allies with both of them, and sort of a proxy conflict. That's the generalized way that I see it. Some may argue that's oversimplified, but I think it's something that folks can look at and see, kind of anticipate the conflicts that are coming, and based on that, know that what we hear in the geopolitical landscape and the statecraft sort of vernacular is very disingenuous, to say the least. So I want, if we can, to circle back around to all of that, the Saudi connection, and maybe even the series that you did, Jake, the Saudi purge and the New World Order connections.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. A lot of people don't know much about Saudi Arabia. They don't know how significant Saudi Arabia is in everything that's going on in the Middle East. And this is an ancient conflict, ancient problems that have continued all throughout time, competing, whether it's the Jews against the Arabs or the Gentiles, those of us in outside of the region. The Arabs have always played a significant role, and they will continue to do so, an ever-growing role. Much of what we see happening today is going to, it's just going to keep expanding. We are going to see greater and greater warfare in the region as we see the use of Saudi Arabia being, it's partly for their own, what they want for themselves, but they're also being manipulated by more powerful parties into trying to go after Iran. Iran, of course, is predominantly Shiite, whereas Saudi Arabia is Sunni, and so we have this this encircling of Iran between the words of Israel against Iran, the words of Saudi Arabia against Iran, the burgeoning animosity from the Trump administration toward Iran, which is just a perpetuation of the last handful of of years. A lot of people are so critical of that Iran deal, and I've looked at it, and I really just don't see what the big problem is. Certainly it's not perfect, but if the goal is to keep Iran from developing nuclear weapons, that's ostensibly what the whole Iran deal was about, then that Iran deal really does accomplish that.
Yeah.
Really, it comes down to the whole thing was a bluff from the beginning. It was never about preventing Iran from developing nuclear weapons. It's really about control of Iran's oil. That's what it comes down to. And the Iran deal was a bluff. Iran called the bluff. They said, fine, we'll go along with it. We will comply. And they have complied with every single tenet of that deal. And it's been certified by the United States as well as by international monitors. And yet here they are still... Everyone's still after Iran. So the whole Iran deal was a farce. It was never about the nuclear weapons, because they weren't after nuclear weapons. Iran knows that if it ever goes, if it ever starts to develop nuclear weapons, what's going to happen is the same thing that happened to Iraq when right. Israel went over and bombed their nuclear facilities. They'll never get a nuke, and they know it.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, you touched on that. I may be commingling information, but I could swear that you touched on in one of those videos in the four-part series, the Saudi Purge. I could swear that you touched on the kind of disingenuous nature of the Iran deal, and that it was a setup from the beginning. Am I misremembering that in Bush terms?
I may have glossed over it. Really, what it has always been about, you mentioned earlier, General Wesley Clark, after 9/11, hearing from insiders there at the Pentagon that there was a list of several nations that were on America's hit list, Iran being one of them. So what we see playing out is just that original goal. The goals that were established by the neocons have never changed. And neoconservatives are not exclusive to the Republican Party. In fact, neoconservatism started in the Democrat Party back in the 70s. The original neocons were Democrats. And to this day, there are many, many Democrats who are neocons. Hillary Clinton is a neoconservative. It has really nothing to do with traditional or paleoconservatism. And see, I was always a paleoconservative. So when George H.W. Bush and then George W. Bush talked about conservatism, I thought they were talking about what I was into, the old-time Barry Goldwater type, you know, real conservatism. But it's right. not. It's neoconservatism, which is really just another name for political Zionism.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the confluence of subjects and subject matter, in my opinion. You have these forces. I mean, in simple terms, it seems pretty obvious looking at the contrivance of geopolitical forces that are shaping up. And like you said, this is nothing different. You know, I was looking at some of the recent videos and headlines. Folks can jump on YouTube and see just in the past few years, during the Obama era, some of the headlines, some may consider these outlets not credible. You know, from the American standpoint, we sometimes look down upon these. But, you know, RT and Al Jazeera English ran some headlines, Saudis team up with Israel to plan strike against Iran. Fast forward to last week, you have the headlines like, what was it? Israel sides with Saudi Arabia against Iran again. And that was just in the last week or so, obviously. But, you know, headlines like this going back to 2014, Iran, too big a fish to fry for Israel, ex-IAEA chief Hans Blix. Reports Saudi Arabia to allow Israel to use its airspace for Iran strike. That was 2015. And on the Al Jazeera upfront segment, why were Saudi Arabia and Israel holding secret talks? So you have these kinds of headlines. Again, folks will maybe question the sources, RT and Al Jazeera, but you can corroborate those in mainstream U.S. sources too. It's all the same story. And though we're fed a certain narrative here, it doesn't change the facts.
Yeah, that's right. The nexus of Israel and Saudi Arabia and the United States is a real threat to global stability because they are the aggressors.
Yeah.
I love my country so much.
Me too.
I love America, but my government is horrendous. It is abominable in what it's doing. And that really goes back to the fact that it's no longer our government. It's right. not the government of the people anymore. And I'm sure you've covered this quite a bit on your show, but we have had a takeover of our government by people that are not loyal to the American people. The bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., which is controlled by the globalists, it does not care about what is good for us. It cares about what is good for them, and what is good for them is profit. And profit comes from the acquisition of new resources or keeping a stranglehold on existing resources. And so that's why we see things like the rise of the Genie Oil, Genie Energy and Gas Company, which is an Israeli company, but they're based in New Jersey. And you look at them, and it's a neoconservative company. They've got a board of directors that consists of 8 people. One of those people is Lord Jacob Rothschild. You have former CIA Director James Woolsey. You've got former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney, Zionist Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News and Wall Street Journal and a whole bunch of other. And so this board of directors, these guys are deeply, deeply connected to the neoconservative movement, and they are working in concert with Israel to take control of the oil, which is the oil fields, the territory is already under Israel's control. It's the Golan Heights in Syria. Yep. They took control in 67, but there's massive amounts of energy under that ground, and they want to drill it. They want to take it, but the entire international community does not recognize that territory as belonging to Israel. Not even the United States government, as pro-Israel as we are, the U.S. government does not recognize that territory. And so what we're seeing is a whole lot of geopolitical action against Bashar al-Assad in Syria, for example, because we want that oil. We want to be able to take it. And also all you do is you declare the man as a terrible dictator. Yeah. Whatever, he supports terrorism or whatever excuse.
Gases his own people. Right.
Right.
Where have we heard that rhetoric before? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing over and over. And unfortunately, the American people fall for it over. They keep using it because it keeps working. And it's because the American people are so easily, they know that the majority of Americans are patriots. At least we have the desire to be patriots.
Absolutely.
We're not very informed patriots, and that is why they can manipulate the American people so easily. Remember after 9/11, everything was red, white, and blue, and I was right there with everyone else. I had the Power of Pride, red, white, and blue American flag bumper sticker on my car along with thousands of others, and I was really into it, just like everybody else. Patriotism can be used as a psychological weapon to manipulate us into going along with terrible things like the Iraq War. And we're going to see that again at some point here in the near future. When the time comes, when it's time for the U.S. to really get involved militarily, to really up it from the involvement we already have now, just watch. It's going to be all about patriotism, what's good for America, making the world safer, democracy, fighting the terrorists. And the American people who today, many of whom say, oh, yeah, I'm against all that, they're going to jump right in lockstep, in line, supporting it.
And that's
a shame.
It is a shame. And it's not just astonishing, but it's frightening for anyone who's just remotely acquainted with the facts. You know, I mentioned, for example, the Fox story earlier today, 30,000 visas issued to people from terror-sponsoring countries. It's that kind of rhetoric. It's the same kind of rhetoric as you were talking about what has been called stovepiping intelligence. You basically look through a straw to find the information you want so that you can support a certain narrative. And so then we look back in history, we recall that moment where we heard about 1,000 times weapons of mass destruction,
right,
in the mainstream press. And as it turns out, there really weren't the weapons that we were looking for. Again, getting back to kind of circling back around to Joe Wilson and that story, Valerie Plame, Joe Wilson. And Joe Wilson, as you point out in your video, being the guy that said, I'm not seeing what I'm supposed to be finding here. So,
yeah.
But, fast forward to today, we have the attacks, alleged, incident in Lower Manhattan, and the alleged assailant is Saifullo Saipov. Everyone agrees, Uzbeki immigrant. What does that have to do with Iran, Sudan, and Syria? But these are the countries that we're seeing now in the press. And do people not make the connection that that is a logical fallacy? What do these countries have to do with this incident? And the more you start to dig in and investigate, the more you come to the inescapable conclusion that something we're being led down kind of a propaganda path, as in the fashion that you were pointing out, we're being marched back down this same road that we have been marched down before. And it's in precisely the same fashion. And it's really, it would be comical if it weren't so tragic and horrific, because again, the facts, if you just step back for a minute and don't allow your patriotism or feigned patriotism to be goaded into supporting these kinds of evil initiatives, it should be self-evident to anyone looking. The facts don't support these conclusions and these initiatives. And furthermore, the more you look back in history, again, we come back to Wesley Clark's what he called a policy coup. And he said it reached back to 91, those days of him talking to Rumsfeld, Rummy, and Wolfowitz and Cheney. And, then from there, obviously, we have the, back through the Wolfowitz Doctrine to the Greater Israel Project, Yanan Plan, et cetera. And I thought maybe it would be interesting to note for folks that may wonder, you might question Jake's politics, so to speak. There are folks that like to key in on the what is commonly known as the Israel lobby. And if you want to, I just kind of hint at it, if you want to know what Jake would have to say about that, go watch the video, ex-CIA agent claims Zionist conspiracy to start war with Iran, and listen to what he says somewhere around the midpoint along those lines, and you'll see that I think you play very fair and very objectively is what I'm saying with the facts. I mean, I believe, Jake, that you have a great investigative eye, and you just go where the facts lead you, truly. And watching in the Las Vegas investigation specifically, I mean, the information that you've dug into is just incredible. By the way, before I forget, the one thing I was going to note, you've mentioned a few times the trip where Paddock flew out and then drove back. Was that the gun show trip where he stockpiled ammunition, I think?
I don't know that there were. There wouldn't have been time to do a gun show in the time that he had there.
I'm not sure. That's just one thing that I keep. It kind of circles.
I think that was earlier. This was right before the like the day before the shooting. He flew from it was a little bit before that. Yeah, he flew from Vegas to Phoenix and then rented a car and drove back the same day.
I didn't mean to get crossed up on that, and I apologize if we did, but I just free associating, I thought I would mention it because I always think, gosh, I should ask that question. Anyway, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Joined once again by my special guest, Jake Morfonius of End Times News Report. Go check out his YouTube channel. It's fantastic. Great information. And I want to kind of just conclude on this or move away from this, you know, the recent headlines. But before I do, I want to just – the way I would say it, Jake, the way that you make videos, I'm sure you're like most of us these days. You guard your time. And I know I do. When I see a video is an hour long or whatever, I kind of go, I cringe. Can't you say it in 5 or 10 minutes or whatever? A lot of your videos are around 20 minutes long, but I would describe them as you basically cram, probably, or not cram, but pack 60 minutes worth of information in about 20 or 25 minutes. That's the way it seems to me.
Yeah, what I try to do, I've played around with different lengths of videos to see what works for my viewing audience. Most people, of course, do prefer something they can watch in 5 minutes. My problem is it's hard to say much of substance in 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
There's just so much. And so I do cater more toward an audience that wants to go beyond just the superficial headline, because I don't want to be just another channel that has nothing more to say than what you can read in a quick article on CNN or wherever else. I want to be able to get more information to people. And so I investigate further beyond the headlines. I do have a very large network of sources that feed me information, tips and ideas, and professionals that I can turn to when I don't know something. For example, a lot of what I learned about the Stephen Paddock and his rental car, I actually have a source who works in Las Vegas who is inside the rental car. I don't want to say too much. He works there at the Vegas airport's rental car system where he can access all of the records, and he feeds me information. It's not always completely kosher, the information that I get, but people, whistleblowers, like to share what they know.
Sure.
And so I've been able to look at that and match up where he's been on some of these trips. So those things that I can say publicly, I will. I don't care so much about being popular as I care about giving people the right information.
Yeah.
And that does draw a lot of fire. I get a lot of flack from every single side of an issue because I don't much care what other channels or other people or other news agencies say. In fact, most of the time, I don't even look at what other news agencies say on something I'm investigating because I don't want to be influenced by it. What I do is I do my own reporting or collect my own evidence. And only after that will I look and see what other agencies may be talking about to see if maybe there's some timeline issues or something in there that they have that would benefit what I've already got. When it comes to politics, like I said earlier, I used to be a diehard Republican, but I moved away from that after the 2000 election, and I've been independent ever since. That doesn't so much mean that I am independent where I go either way, Democrat or Republican. I just, there's not much of anything about the Democratic Party that I do support. But there's also not a whole lot anymore about the Republican Party that I support either.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of libertarian, but there's also things about the Libertarian Party that I don't support. So I just remain independent. I'm a constitutionalist. If it matches up to the Constitution, great. If not, I'm not going to support it. And so with Donald Trump, for example, I didn't personally vote for Donald Trump. Many of my viewers are very strong Trump supporters, and I take it on the chin all the time from them because I don't hesitate to criticize Donald Trump when I think that he's doing something wrong. But at the same time, when he does something that is right, he has my full vocal support. So I support him on matters of immigration and some other things. I was very glad that he pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So I do try and be independent.
Yeah. Well, I think that comes across in your reporting. I don't think there's any mistaking that. In my opinion, it seems pretty obvious. I would think that someone with a political axe to grind would probably be seeing things certainly that I don't see. Anyway, we're headed into a break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. And joined once again by my special guest, Jake Morfonius, End Times News Report. Fantastic reporting. And as I said, you know, I don't know how anyone could come away with a conclusion other than you just try to follow the facts wherever they lead. And you know, there are certain videos that stick out in my mind that you're almost understated in the way in your treatment of the facts. For example, I don't remember the title of the video, but the video that you did It was a short video, less than 5 minutes, I think, about your friend, the CIA operative that was found, and the police report said that his bones were found in a bag. So it's hard to imagine that someone committed suicide and stuffed himself in a bag.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Friend of mine who is he was in special forces, recruited by the CIA, and he was and let me make it clear, I don't know of anybody in the CIA who I trust, and even though we were friends, when it comes to the fact that he was in CIA, I was very careful. But I do have friends in different agencies. So he was working on a case, and he disappeared one night, went out for a walk outside of his home, just told his wife he was going to go for a walk, left the house, and never came back. So the police were contacted, started a search for him, couldn't find him. We did the whole thing, whole great big grid search, miles around the home, had search parties looking for him, any signs of his disappearance, searched up in the woods next to his home, nothing. And so the police, of course, immediately dropped it. They don't pursue things that aren't easy to solve sometimes. It's just not enough manpower to pursue something when we had no leads at all. So I took it up, having done some private investigative work. I took up the case, and with the help of his wife, had gotten access to all of his email and social media accounts, and I started digging, and came up with some things that were of interest. And some time passed. During the course of looking for him, one place that I went was a property that was in his name. I just wanted to go there in the off chance that maybe he was hiding out there. And went to the property at night. It was about 11 o'clock. I literally got chased by somebody in a vehicle back and forth. One of those where I would pull down, I'd zip down one street real quick, flip off my lights. He'd go speeding past. I'd jump in behind him. I was trying to get his license plate. Eventually, we neither caught the other. But it wasn't long after that we got a call from the police. There had been a neighbor on the other side of this wooded area where we had actually searched thoroughly. And this neighbor had been out walking the dog. The dog found some human remains, and through doing the analysis, the forensic analysis in Raleigh, our capital, they sent the remains there to check dental records and all that stuff. And it they were able to verify that it was him. But it was, his bones were found in the bag, is the police report. And they ruled it a suicide. So explain that one to me. How do you kill yourself and end up in a plastic bag afterwards? So these are curious things.
Yeah, and that chase you mentioned, among other things, in the video that you made subsequently, I think about a week later, right, where my friend's body was found.
Right. Yeah. I went up into the woods there. I live streamed going up there. It was immediately after I found out about it. I went right out there, and it was pretty eerie. It was very, very eerie, because that had been a location where there was a group of 5 of us had gone up there. In fact, I've never said anything publicly about this, and I won't now, but I have reason to believe that somebody that was in that group that had come in to help with the search, they have something to do with it, because one of the people, he was ex-military had to hop a chain link fence that was kind of up the top of a ridge in the woods, and was gone for about 15 minutes before he came back. And it was right in that area where the body was later found. And there was no body there at the time. But anyway, what was very strange about that is that one of the men that was in that group with us was a self-styled, I don't know if you'd say Cherokee, but some kind of Indian shaman with the gift of insight and all this. And we were actually back there because he was claiming that he had some kind of psychic knowledge, that he had seen in vision that the body was back there. But we searched the woods thoroughly, and it was not there. So the fact that afterward it appeared there, when that's the place that this, anyway, so there's something to that, but I don't want to say much more than that.
It sounds like a case of, I mean, not to oversimplify, but, you know, a case of black on black, sort of like what we're seeing in the headlines right now with Logan Melger, Sergeant Logan Melger, the Green Beret that died under mysterious circumstances that are growing more mysterious as each news report comes out. I wanted to get back to those two big things, you know, the work that you've done on, you know, what everyone's calling Pedogate, and of course Pizzagate. And it's interesting, for those that don't know, the story that circulated, and it's, there have been a few stories, as I'm sure you have seen lately, Jake, folks, you know, Ben Swan, for example, did a great expose, and it was seemed like the piece that made him have to disappear. And yeah. So he hasn't been publicly visible ever since. And all of his social media accounts were shut down or hijacked as a result. And the video still circulates. It reemerges on YouTube every once in a while, even though YouTube has this massive censorship campaign going on, including videos like that. But there was the story that circulated last month, the North Jersey headline, for example, Lodi prison guard had child porn, feds say, and that was a Pizzagate story. They caught him, the feds caught him with these Pizzagate keywords. And so everyone laughed, and Ben Swan is crazy, and, you know, anyone who says Pizzagate is crazy, and all of a sudden now it's mainstream news. North Jersey story, My San Antonio, same article, you know, after cheese pizza post, officer arrested for child porn. And so that's an important subject that I want to get back to, because you've covered that, but also Las Vegas, and we're quickly running out of time. But I would let you pick either, you know, a status update on where we're at in terms of Las Vegas, or the playlist, which is fantastic. People, go check out How to Catch Pedophiles, because this isn't just a, oh my goodness, look what's going on. Jake has done some great videos. There are 19 videos in the playlist, including videos with titles like How Can You Help Catch Child Sex Traffickers? And How I Catch Pedophiles on Facebook. And what was the other one? The $5 million one. The title of that one, I forget.
Yeah, I don't remember the title. That was Michael McAbee, the former associate of MK Ultra, a psychoanalyst that helped develop MK Ultra. He's got links to Hillary Clinton, to James Alefantis, and he was the godfather of the Haiti orphanage from which Laura Silsby was pulling kids out to traffic. Yeah, he threatened to sue.
Videos like How Pedophiles Sexually Extort Our Children Online, hashtag Pizzagate, How Much Money Does YouTube Pay Child Exploitation Channels, and then part one and part two of a two-part series, 100% Proof of Massive Child Exploitation Network on YouTube. These are must-watch videos for everyone in America. And you can not only find out the information, but what to do about it, what we all should be doing about these kinds of things.
Yeah, it's all very, very real. The whole Pizzagate thing, while it was easy to focus on Comet Ping Pong as the epicenter of everything. That's what a lot of people did, and I kept saying, guys, this is not the way to go. There is information there, and there is a whole lot there that will lead us in the right direction, but that's only a starting point. That's not it. It long before Pizzagate came along, long before anyone had heard of the Comet Ping Pong mess, I had been investigating a Washington, D.C. child trafficking ring and had actually identified a woman from Russia. She used to be a madam in Russia, a prostitute, who is now working in the U.S. State Department, and her job is helping, well, she's got one, a day job, a cover, but what she also does is she helps to coordinate some of these children for some of the parties. I think it's on K Street where they hold the parties, sex parties, where they bring in foreign diplomats and they set up operations where they get these guys intoxicated either with a date rape drug or alcohol, set them up with these kids that have sex with them there, and they wake up to find that there are videos and photographs, very damning evidence against them, and then they're told, you go home and you do what we're going to call on you for a favor at some point and make good on it, or we're going to go forward with this. So I was working on this DC trafficking ring long before any of this stuff came along, and then when it came out, all the focus was on Comet Ping Pong, and it culminated with the guy from North Carolina, Madison Welch, going up there with an AR-15. He drove up right. In a Prius, which I thought was kind of an odd combination. A Prius and AR-15s don't usually go together, but no. So. But I spoke at length with his family, interviewed his girlfriend for hours, and got a lot there. And really, he really bought into the idea that there were children trapped there, and he was going to go save them. So there is a danger in peddling incorrect information, because people do respond, especially when we're talking about abuse of children, because people naturally want to jump in and help these kids out, and so we have to be responsible. And that's one of the concerns that I have as I talk about the Las Vegas case, is it's one thing to have a theory, and it's very fair, and that's often how we get to the truth, is you start with a theory and you keep at it. The problem is that people often start by taking a theory that is unproven, that does not have any supporting facts, no evidence other than this sounds like a good story, this might be real, and they promote it as if it is absolutely true. And then I see this all the time on YouTube. A new theory will come out, everyone jumps on board, this is it, and people send me stuff all the time, why aren't you talking about this? And I have to say, it's because so far there's no evidence to support it. It's possible, maybe there is some truth to that theory, but I'm not into publishing theories. I want to put out what I can verify, and so that's why I put out what I can verify, but I don't get into the speculation a whole lot. At least I do privately all the time. I mean, that's how I get to the facts, is through speculation. But I'm not going to present that as, this is truth, this is what's happening, if there's just no truth to it. Because what happens is people get worn out from having one theory after another that they bought into turn out to be incorrect. That's why nobody talks about Pizzagate anymore. And the same thing is happening now with Las Vegas. Even those who are kind of interested in it are losing interest, because it's just been one theory debunked after another, and people are getting lost. So what I try to do is stick to the facts so that we don't have to go back and retract or go back and say, well, we were wrong about this, but let's keep looking. Anyway, I just want to put out what's true. What we know for sure is that there were multiple gunmen. That I know without any doubt. I know for certain that there was a team of mercenaries on the ground that were carrying out this operation. Who they are, I've got some ideas, but I'm not going to put that out because I don't know for sure. And that's that much I can say for sure so far.
Yeah, and it's been interesting, fascinating, really, to watch your investigative work as you've actually been there on the ground verifying those things with your own eyes, so to speak. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back with my special guest, Jake Morfonius, right after this short break.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake?
Getting used, oh, you just till you use me up.
Welcome back.
Until you use me up.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Once again with my special guest, Jake Morfonius of End Times News Report. Check out his channel on YouTube. Jake, all this investigative journalism has not come without a price, pun not intended, but 9 flat tires at last count, shots fired outside your home, and even going back to your announcement of your Las Vegas trip, YouTube censorship, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I put out a video on my way to the airport to fly out to Las Vegas. I live streamed a video talking about how I was going to get to Vegas and start live streaming reporting from there. Well, when I landed and I got to the Mandalay Bay to do my live stream, I found that YouTube had taken the announcement that I made that I was going to be live streaming. They marked it as they deleted it, gave me a community strike, and took away my live stream ability. I appealed it and managed to get that removed, but it was only after I was done with my reporting in Vegas before they released the community strike. So it is censorship.
Unbelievable. I mean, just for announcing, I remember watching that video and, you know, just for saying you're going to Las Vegas, that's apparently not acceptable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're coming to a close here and still lots of ground to cover, but how can folks find you and support your efforts?
Right now, the best way to reach me is, or to find my work, is to go to youtube.com/prepare333. So that's youtube.com/prepare333. I'm going to be putting out a new website, some other things here shortly, but for now, that's the best way to reach me. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/endtimesnewsreport.
Right on. Well, we barely scratched the surface, I would say, but I certainly appreciate your time, Jake. I know you're busy, and I have really appreciated your investigative work, and I thank you for all your efforts, and definitely thank you for coming on the broadcast today.
Absolutely. It was really nice talking with you, Chris, and we definitely need to get together again.
Absolutely. And I hope that maybe in the future we can maybe dive in like just on a couple of these issues. I think the Pedogate, Pizzagate issue, we could do an entire broadcast on that in Las Vegas as well. That could be the subject of several. Obviously, you've done almost 40 videos on that alone. So, folks, if you haven't already, and I'm sure this audience has, but go check out Jake's work at End Times News Report on YouTube and Facebook. Thanks again, Jake. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Chris.
You bet. That'll wrap it up. I hope it was informative, folks. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.